of sounds familiar, but it isn't that one. It's the other one. Yeah, it's not The Great Escape. It's Escape to Victory. Maybe not quite as iconic a theme, but still a great film. And whenever it's on, I find myself getting sucked into it again. Although I've not seen it as many times as our next guest, who has written the book Escape, a love letter to a cult football classic, that brilliant old sort of war-slash-football movie of the early 80s. John Smith has joined us. Hello, John.
Hello there. Thanks for having me.
Right, John?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen it?
Oh, I reckon it must be. I reckon it was probably a good, you know, in the 20s already.
Before you started.
And then for this, obviously, a lot more.
You could probably act out as a one-man show.
Yeah, I've seen that DVD menu once or twice.
How does it, I mean, what is it about the film that sort of inspired you to write the book?
Well, one thing, I'm not sure it gets the love it quite deserves. I mean, everybody's sort of fond of it, but there was a time there when people didn't talk about it, and then it was really popular.
Yeah.
Sort of 90s lad mag sort of picked it up, fantasy football kind of picked it up, and then it sort of fell away again. And I think that sort of there's an abiding opinion at the moment that it's not as good. You know, it's a bit of a joke to some people, but I genuinely love it. That's why it's called a love letter, because I, you know, there's no irony about it at all. I just absolutely love it. Like, the first chapter's about sort of how I came to it as a kid. And, yeah, I just love it.
It's a strange movie, isn't it? I mean, they built this incredible cast with Sly Stallone and Pelé and all, you know, John Walk and Ozzy Ardiles. It's a Michael Caine. John Huston directed it. The man who did The Maltese Falcon, Treasure Sierra Madre. I mean, it's an odd choice for a sort of football film, wasn't
it? It's really odd. It's things like that, you know, once I started digging into it, because obviously I knew that he'd done it, and I know other films that he's done, but you dig into it, and because he's in another film with Pelé. He's in another football film with Pelé a couple of years later where he's just acting.
Wow.
So he must have been a little bit interested, although stories that he's not necessarily. But the director of Where Eagles Dare was originally slated to do it, which also seems like a pretty good fit.
Yeah.
But
we were assuming maybe a bit too much knowledge. There may be some of our younger members of our audience who hopefully will go and watch
it. It does say that in the book, so you get more out of the book if you watch the film first.
Give us
it's a bit of a spoiler warning there.
Yeah,
the whole book's,
I don't think you can say spoiler. If they're buying a book about the film, I'm guessing they've seen the film. So give us a brief synopsis of the story, John.
Of the film. So broadly speaking, it starts out as footballers, prisoners of war are playing football in the camp. A German officer visits, sees them playing, proposes a game between the guards and the players. And then because he's a German propaganda minister, the whole thing gets blown up into what becomes this showpiece game in Paris, which is the German team against the best of the Allies.
Mm.
And it turns into that. So
And as we said, it built this stellar cast of football. A lot of Ipswich players at the time. And so in some cases, football doubles like Paul Cooper and Kevin Beattie, Alan Brazil's old teammate, all featured in the movie.
Yeah,
didn't they? Was Alan ever asked? Did you ever find out where Alan was
asked? Yes, he had two chances, actually.
Wow.
Because, I mean, one or two people claim that they could have been in it, including Rod Stewart, oddly. Not sure what Rod Stewart would have been doing in it, but he claims that he was asked. But Alan would have had two chances because of the Ipswich connection. Yeah. All the Ipswich players were just brought in and sat down. And then they had another sweep because the Scotland team were in Hungary at the time. And a few of them were asked. So, yeah, he had a couple of bites at it. But he didn't fancy
a couple of weeks on the Ash in Budapest.
Yeah, he might not.
I'm surprised at that.
He might not have wanted to get his hair cut.
That's
true. The cover of the book is the sort of iconic shirt that the players wear.
Yeah, that was a breakout. The shirt was.
Yes.
I wonder if some of these must have gone to auction at some point.
One or two of the players have still got them. So I spoke to almost everybody involved.
Do we know who designed that shirt?
I don't, you know. I never got to the bottom of that. But both shirts are really nice.
Yeah, I mean, the idea they were going to play away.
Yes.
The blue with the white and red stripe.
Well, that's the goalkeeper.
The
blue one's the goalkeeper.
So there wasn't a away shirt.
The German kit is also nice, apart from the badge, obviously.
Yeah.
But that aside, there's a couple of nice kits there.
But to think that two of the greatest players of all time are in the team, Bobby Moore and Pelé. It's an amazing thing, actually.
I think that's what drew me to it. I can remember vividly seeing the box in the video shop, and you know, I knew who Sylvester Stallone was because I'd seen Rocky, and I recognised Michael Caine from a couple of films at that point. And then Pelé's in the middle of it.
Yeah,
immediately, you know, What's not to
What
like?
Were the biggest surprises then, John, as you did the research? Just loving the film and then actually really going deep into it.
The biggest thing after repeated watching is that there's a player in it who just disappears halfway through.
Really?
There's a French character called Jean-Paul, and he's played by a French actor called Benoit Farreau, and he's there. When the players arrive in the truck from the camp, he's there. You can see him in a couple of the training sequences.
Yeah.
And then he just disappears. He gets on the train going to the match, and then when they get off in Paris, he's just not there, and it's never mentioned.
Blimey.
I spoke to someone.
Well, there was
players.
A war on.
Well, exactly.
Who knows?
I mean, I like to think he got away.
Maybe
but,
he escaped.
But the story of that is all in there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and the players that you've spoken to some of the players along the way?
Yeah, I spoke to Russell Osmond first. Went up and sat down with him. He was really helpful in getting others as well, I think.
Yeah.
I think once I'd spoken to him and he could see, you know.
It was coming from a good place.
Yeah,
you were a fan.
Yeah.
So I didn't realise Halvar Torrensson was member of the team. That he's, of course, one hell of a beating.
Oh, yes, that your commentator.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
where would Jason Cundy be without him?
Yeah.
So aside from the Ipswich lads, Russell got me to Halvar Torrensson. Halvar Torrensson got me to Søren Lindstedt, who's the Danish player in the film.
Brilliant.
I was able to, Ozzy Ardiles, I spoke to Mike Summerby.
And has it made you appreciate it more than ever before?
Yeah,
can you watch it? Do you watch it with a slightly jaundiced eye now, knowing all the background?
No. I might need to give it a rest, but I'm sure when it's on again at Christmas. By the time it comes around again at Christmas, I'll give it another watch.
Okay. Well, if you haven't seen it, you should watch it, because it is, I mean, it is great. You've got all these pros in it. It's a great story. And I read a book recently with Michael Caine talking about his career, and he talks about being in the film. So
He talks very fondly of it.
He does. He's got happy memories of, I think, the crack, really, being around all these.
Yeah, they must have got it.
And they did. They went on the lash in Budapest for a couple of months,
absolutely,
didn't they? They had a very good time.
But you've got this picture, the team photo. It's got Ozzy Ardiles, Michael Caine, Pele and Bobby Moore. I mean, it's not bad in the middle of an actor you are. That's going to impress you.
I heard more than once that the actors were there wanted to be footballers and the footballers wanted to be actors.
Yeah, so I can see that.
About right.
Yeah.
Everybody had a lovely time.
The book's called Escape, A Love Letter to a Cult Football Classic by John Smith. It's published by Pitch. And it is out now in hardback. Good to see you, John. And after a West Ham win.
Oh, yeah, something to get excited about.
Yes.
That's
it. It's the big turnaround. Thanks, John.
Thanks very much for having me.
Go and check out the film and then read the book, Escape. It's Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs here on Talk Sport.